Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
This is quite surreal, huh? Michelle is introducing herself, and I'm so excited about it because I've been looking forward to this for 11 days, and I thought, what an amazing introduction to introduce yourself. So she's going to take it away because everything else has been said. Thank you, Michelle, and welcome again.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I am really excited to be here, and I do feel really honored that you're taking the time to do this, whether it's live or actually, let me just change my screen here so I can see you all better, whether it's live or via the recording, because I am so inspired by seeing people come into the truth of their own expression, whatever that is, you know, whether that's your a mom, your parent, you want to have a great relationship, there's a business that you want to create. Maybe you don't even know what it is yet, but something is pulling you in a direction to do something. And I think it's really important for us to learn how to listen to that and take care of that. And a lot of that comes from my experience as a dancer. I knew I wanted to dance. I didn't have really questions about it. And I learned, this is where all my somatics training came from, through injury and disappointment, that I needed to do things differently to make something possible. So part of that was, okay, I'm using my body in a way that's creating more injury. So I went deep into Alexander technique, Feldenkrais, body mind centering, like, you know, every single thing I could study. And then I had even more breakthroughs when I started looking at consciousness and learning about energy medicine and looking really with a lot of attention to how I was thinking. And one thing that happened, I remember, you know, so let me go back again. Part of the injury gave me this, like injuries and setbacks gave me this platform, this awareness of thinking that, oh, this is my gift. This problem here is my gift. And I was just telling Stephanie before this, I spilled salt water all over my laptop yesterday as I was traveling. And I was, and you know, I didn't stress out about it. I was like, okay, this is my gift. You know, so I got to see my brother. I traveled to where my family is. I got to see my brother, picked up his work computer. You know, there's gifts in everything. And, you know, so learning about my body was a huge thing. The alignment, the just as much information as I could gather to make a physical expression possible. But at the same time, there was also space for an emotional expression, a creative expression. And I had to learn how to think differently, to see disappointment as an opportunity, to change my thinking. Like when there was a moment in my 20s where I was like, why is no one hiring me? I'm a really good dancer. Like complaining about it, you know? And that's what you get. If you're going in with that energy, guess what? The universe says, it's the universe is deductive in nature. Whatever you're thinking and believing is what you will get. So I was thinking I'm a good dancer, I should get jobs, but there was resentment and there was an energy of that wasn't welcoming. that wasn't available for what was there for me. And I switched my attitude. I changed my attitude. I was had a little office job. I was filing the papers. I was really happy about it. And literally, I got more dance jobs in the next number of months than I could say yes to. And it's a practice I continue to apply when I'm working with my clients, my one-on-one clients and my group clients. Like, what is it that you're thinking? What is it that you're believing? And I'm going to go into a little bit how that gets set up so you know how to shift that stuff and just don't go through the world, well, I want this. I want a lot of clients. I want a great relationship. There's work to be done. It's great work to be done to dig into what's really supporting your current reality, because your current reality is the exact mirror of everything you deeply believe. And again, I'll go into that a little bit more so it makes sense. There's no judgment around that, but when you can start to see that and believe that, you step into a place where you can actually create the change that you want. So, let's tap out our courtesy. So we're gonna do this technique. Who's that smiling? It's so nice to see that. Lucy. Hopefully this will make you smile more, this next thing we're gonna do. So this is a technique from the Body Talk system. I've been a practitioner of that since 2008. I've more sort of ingrained that into the work that I do with my groups online and my private coaching. This particular technique is like one of the staples of that practice. And what it helps to do is reset your nervous system so you're not in fight or flight. And so for the purposes of this talk, you can actually absorb what's here. You can be centered and focused and not sort of in that alert distraction mode, looking at everything. I would recommend also, if you can turn off your phone for this 50 minutes, you know, that it can really serve you. And that too is a tool that I've been having to check myself on, you know, because it's like we're in multi. So just take that away as a tool. When you really want to focus on something, turn everything off. So this technique is going to help you get back more in touch with your parasympathetic nervous system. And from that place, you can create, you can assimilate, you can digest, you can integrate. It also, this technique also serves as a way to for your system to see itself. When you can see yourself, when you witness yourself, your this innate wisdom that you have, that's in my keynote presentation. If you didn't miss it, you can still see it. This innate wisdom that you have can organize you towards your potential, towards your truth. And I'm gonna do my best job in this time we have together to help support you in that and to not run away from your truth, because that's the biggest issue people have is they start to know what their truth is and then they get afraid and run away. And there's a quote here that I want to share with you by, and then we'll get to the technique. This is by, what's his name? Leland Velvandewal. This quote is, "The degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth he can accept about himself without running away. The degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth he can accept about himself without running away." So that's the challenge. That's the challenge in our growth. We start to learn something is true, and then we want to run from that. And I will explain more about that very shortly. Let's do this technique first. So you're gonna take one hand, have your fingers together. You're gonna place the hand on the base of your skull. So not your neck, up higher where that bone is. And this is the area of the cortex brain that we're gonna be balancing. Take your other hand. It doesn't matter which hand you're using. Tap gently over the top of your head. Just very gently over both sides of your brain. Take a deep breath. And then tap right over your heart center gently. Take a deep breath. And then you're gonna tap over your gut brain. So right around your belly button and below there. And take a deep breath. Take this hand in the back and you're gonna walk it up to the next position. So from here, you go to the next area of your brain. If this arm is tired, you can also just swap and replace hands. Tap over your head again, deep breath. So start to just invite your breath in as a witness. Your breath moves every particle of your body. Tap over your heart center. Your breath moves every particle of your body, and it's through movement that we organize. We come into better communication and connection. Tap over your gut brain. So again, just stand up again, all around your belly button and below there. Take a deep breath. Walk your hand up to the next spot on your head. And you might be tapping right over your hand. That's fine. Deep breath. If this hurts your arms, you can just watch me and just receive the benefits. Just tune in by watching. Tap over your heart center or listening. Deep breath. So we're balancing this top area of the brain, bringing right and left side into communication and connection. Tap over your gut brain. Move your hand forward again. Tap right over your head. So in each area of the brain that we're balancing, we tap head, heart, and gut. And you breathe deeply as an invitation to witness the wholeness of your being. So every particle gets seen, every cell, every tissue, every emotion, every thought. Tap head, heart, and gut. Every meridian, every acupuncture point. Deep breaths. You may be on your forehead already. It looks like folks who are live with me. Yeah, go all the way to your forehead. If you need to shake out your arms, go ahead and do that. So we'll balance the forehead next. Every part of you gets to be present here in your life. And this technique can just be a moment to step into that invitation. Your truth gets to be present here in this moment. All of it. Tap head, heart, and gut. Deep breath. And then once you've done your forehead, you're going to go to the sides of your head. So holding your temporal cortices. And just take a deep breath here. Let it go. Tap your, rotate your fingers and tap over your head. Hold the sides of your brain again. Take a deep breath. Take one hand away. Tap over your heart center. Exhale. Hold the sides of your brain again. Take a deep breath. Oh, so nice to you have a head. Gratitude for this brain, your hands touching your head. Deep breath. Tap over your heart or your gut brain. So you tap head, heart, and gut. And just notice how you feel from that. You might feel a little bit more grounded. Oh my God, someone put the quote in the chat. Amazing. Stephanie, thank you. Yeah. So yeah, just see how you're feeling. Let's go into this. So we talked about truth, being able to see that and accept that. We're talking about supporting the fullest expression of who you are. And doing that, of course, at this embodiment conference through your body, but also how you're thinking, who you're surrounding yourself with, what you're paying attention to. And if you didn't get my 5-step guide yet, please message me the word success on Instagram or Facebook or on my email, and I'll send it to you, because it will give you a nice touchstone to keep returning to what we're doing here, and just to stay in touch if you want to do further work with me. So I'm going to repeat some things I said in the beginning because they're important to hear. Your current life, your life as it is now, is a reflection of all your belief systems and your paradigms. So it may not be what you want, but part of your, what I want to invite you to experience in your life is being able to unravel that programming, because your birthright is to have a life that is designed to support you, that is designed to bring you joy, that is designed to bring you happiness. And in doing so, in that alignment, you're able to contribute to every other person around you. you know, I work with a lot of people who are caretakers, over caretakers. So they're always kind of tending to what, and they're like amazing people. It's like you could be an amazing teacher or mother or whatever, you know, parent. And but then they leave themselves out. And then they're tired or they're sick or they're exhausted or they're not making the money they want. And it's like how to, there's a divided mind there. I want this, but I also want to take care of everybody. So part of the work is just being able to sift through what is your truth and what really supports who you want to be. And remembering, especially for you caretakers, that by doing so, you're actually supporting your friends. Your friends may shift, but you know, that's something too. It's like your life is meant to evolve and change, and hopefully you're with people, teachers, community, support that are helping you step into what you want. Because that calling, that purpose, that passion in your life, I would say is the most important thing. It's who you're designed to be. And one way we can look at this is just by looking at nature and its purity. And I brought these, my mom had these flowers upstairs. So we have these flowers. They are whole, they are complete, they're not conflicted. This orchid is not like, I want to be a tulip today, or I want to be an oak tree. It's like, no, I am an orchid. You know, I'm like projecting onto a plant, but you get my point. It's like, this knows what it is. Nature does not have conscious thought, which we have, and we can confuse ourselves around what we're here to do, be, and have. And this is a very important thing I want you to remember or learn for the first time. I so want to be me, says Marta. Yes. Before you are 7 years old, you have no conscious mind. So you're just in a theta brainwave state where you're absorbing everything from the people who raised you, from your parents, from your teachers, from your caretakers. And that's the script you run. You can run for the rest of your life. It's built in so you can learn how to walk and you can learn how to speak the language of the place where you were born and living. It's how you learn how to eat your food. That mirror neuron action of the feeding. I did that with my friend the other day. I was helping him have some food while he was driving. I was like, oh yeah, that's our biology. We're built to do that. But the thing that humans run into a problem with is we have a conscious mind, which gives us this ability to choose. And then sometimes we don't realize we're actually choosing subconsciously the thing we don't want. So if you grew up in a home where it wasn't safe to have like physical touch or to express love in a certain way, and that's really part of the nature of who you are, you're going to run into a conflict when you're trying to create connections and your system is saying, do not touch, do not get intimate in that way because it's not safe. And what that would look like for the child is the child's like, mom's home, dad's home, runs to the parent, hugs the parent, and the parent is mad, they're tired from work, whatever it is. Maybe the parent is, you know, there's abuse or there's drinking, and it's like, the child's like, then they get yelled at. It's like, okay, they just register, don't do that. If I don't do that, I'm safe. If I don't do that, if I don't express my love, express my creativity, I'm safe. It means mom and dad love me or whoever raised you. I get my food, I get my shelter, I get some kind of connection, even if it's the connection I don't want ultimately. Same thing with creative expression. You're like, I want to, you know, the wonder of a child. I want to be the president. I don't know if anyone else is the president. Or I want to be an artist. I want to be a teacher. And then your parents are like, you won't make any money doing that. And that's the program you get before you're 7 years old. I like boys instead of girls. Nuh-uh, that's not what you do. I see magical things. No, you don't. You know, so we just learn. You don't have a conscious mind, so you can't reject anything. You're just absorbing everything. And then you'll run into conflicts. This is why conflict is the opportunity. it's a turning point for you. You can see, oh, I'm operating from a divided mind that says I want intimacy and connection, or I want success, but people like that don't get loved. People who have money are bad, whatever it is. People who don't like boys instead of girls are bad, you know, whatever it is. People who don't like this skin color, we don't learn any of that. I mean, we're not born with any of that, I'm sorry. We learn all of that. And we learn our own rules for success and fulfillment in our lives from the people we grew up around. And a lot of times it can be very hard for a person to make that change because they feel in some ways like they're abandoning loyalty towards their family and their loved ones. But the ultimate thing to pay attention to is what is the truth and the desire coursing through you. And it's the first step I have in my 5-step guide. And I do this with all of my private clients, with my group coaching clients. What do you want? It's part of, it's a substructure in the Moving with Innate Wisdom practice. If you did that earlier with me at the conference. Your desire is an expression of life. And I want to share another quote with you. This is from a writer named Raymond Halliwell, who wrote a book called Working with the Law. And it's all about universal law. There are laws that govern the functioning of the world. And they're part of every science and every major religion, how the world functions. So Raymond Halliwell wrote that true desire represents the urge of life seeking a fuller expression. And it's kept alive by the continuous expectation of its fulfillment. True desire represents the urge of life seeking a fuller expression. This flower, just by design, wants to express itself fully. It's not going to do a halfway job. By design, it's expressing itself fully, and then it contributes to everything else around it. There's a symbiotic relationship of supporting life. So there's a fuller expression. Desire connects us to that expression, and it's kept alive by the continuous expectation of its fulfillment. That's going to tap into what I want to share around consistency. This is such a short talk, but I'm just going to share my best with you, and I hope you'll stay in touch if you want more. So you know, the idea of success or fulfillment or reaching a point in your relationship or understanding, it's not a point, it's not a place, it's an awareness. Life continues to grow and evolve depending on where you are in the world right now. I'm looking at oak trees and all the leaves are falling off. It's cycling into rest for something new to rise up, but it's continuous. So it's not, a lot of people think like, oh, if I just do this, oh, if I just get this person's love. I had this with a client who has a creative dream and I have to keep cycling her back. It's like, it's not about what another person thinks. And that's that paradigm again. You're still trying to please your parents or the people who kept you in survival. Your true desire, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't matter if you have the time or the money for it. When you step into the truth of that and you commit to following that, the support will show up. You will not know how. You can't know how. And that's a thing people trip over also. Well, how is it going to happen? Don't worry about that. Let the universe take care of it. You commit. You say yes. Decision is to cut away. You've cut away everything that's holding you back. And now that can be filled in with the things that support you. But what happens a lot of times is people, they think, well, you know, they're thinking from their current paradigm. And to grow into the next stage of yourself, you have to take a leap of faith. And that's why it's important to keep studying this continuous ongoing. It's important to find an excellent teacher or a mentor or coach or a program or a good book. It's important to surround yourself with people who have the results that you want. And again, you're not like stepping on other people's feet. You are creating. If you ever read, hold on, let me say this first. You're creating and you're calling up everyone around you, whether or not they want to join you, to be their best selves too. There's a book that I have suggested to a lot of my private clients to read called Relentless. And it's Michael Jordan. If you know Michael Jordan, does everyone know Michael Jordan? So one of the world's best basketball players. I grew up, I was a teenager or young teen or something when he was playing. And so I remember like the basketball games being on in this house that I'm in right now. And it's amazing, you know, the book, it might be a little bit hard for some people's taste because it's called Relentless, but there's a real beauty in what it takes to create what you want, to be in alignment with your truth. You know, it's growth is not about getting more and more comfortable. It's actually stepping into places of pressure that allow you to expand into something new. And one thing that Michael Jordan did so beautifully is he called his teammates up to rise up with him. Sometimes it was like literally a punch in the nose to Steve Kerr, but then they developed a trust. I mean, it's sports. probably not doing much of that at the embodiment conference. They developed a trust, you know, that Michael knew he could count on Steve. Steve knew he could count on Michael, and they rose to become one of the greatest teams ever. And you know, he was one of the greatest players, but he was relentless. And sometimes with change, I think people are like, oh my God, am I going to destroy my life? Is everything going to fall apart? Yes or no. But are you living by your truth? Are you living by your truth? And just to remember again that when you do, you will step into the fullest alignment, the fullest expression. It moves me to say that because I know how hard it is. I know how hard it can be to say, no, I don't want to do this to another person. Or this is actually what I want to do. I know not everybody's going to be happy about that. But you remove yourself from that infantile programming. It doesn't matter how old you are. You remove yourself from that childlike programming that says, I have to keep pleasing mom and dad. Your parents can be dead or whoever raised you. But I have met people, you know, who they're still operating by that. I had to do continuous work with that. So it's about remembering you're not hurting anybody by stepping into your truth. And you will make mistakes. Yay! you might hurt, another person may get hurt as you grow. But that's also, that can be a call for them to grow. That's a call for you to grow. You will make mistakes. And I think the more you can hold yourself in compassion in that process, the more you can see other people in their own process of knowing or not knowing. We're all learning continuously. You can forgive yourself. Guilt and shame and judgment, I work on that a lot with my clients. That will keep you stuck. And in fact, there's actually no such thing really as stuck. You're either growing towards what you want or you're moving away from it. There's no middle ground. And I think that's really important too. And that pressure, if that feels like pressure, that's really good. You know, because pressure, I know this coach who built a business from his hospital bed after being diagnosed as a paraplegic. He just had a six-figure month. He's still in a bed, he's still in a wheelchair. He learned how to coach from his hospital bed. You know, but the desire was so strong and he's serving so many people. His wife left him when he got that diagnosis. So I just want to say this to you, this question, what do you want, to get really honest with that. It might be like, oh God, I want, you know, like that, the judgment might come up, the shame around that. But once you start to free up that judgment and shame, you will find a power that you have never experienced before. If that's been gripping you. I've done exercises around this for myself and with my clients. One time when I couldn't sleep, I was so much power had been freed up. I stopped judging myself. I stopped living by my parents' rules or society's rules or like my friends' rules. Again, it doesn't mean you're eliminating everything. You are creating. And then like one, when I did a very powerful exercise around that, I literally couldn't sleep, but I knew it wasn't a problem because I had just freed up all this energy. And that's when you start to heal in a different way. That's when you start to connect in a different way. That's when you start to see opportunity in a different way. So pay attention to that question. Everybody knows what they want. But how many of us as kids were encouraged to get curious about that? It's a cookie crumb trail. I've had things where, you know, you can't say it's not possible. I wanted to go to Greece last summer. And I was working with my coach and he said this great thing, like, what if all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed and everything was taken care of and it was easy, would you go? And I was like, yes, of course I would go. I want to be in that water. Even though it was like 3 plane rides and a ferry and all the things like that, and it cost a certain amount of money. The day I get there, this woman comes up to me. She's like, Michelle Boulay? I was like, can you remind me? We had met in Sweden the year before and, you know, it turned into, she invited me to Iceland to do work with her. It just, you know, it's follow that desire. When you commit and say yes, you're letting go of an old paradigm. You're sacrificing an old way of being to step into a new way of being. Oh my God, I could talk about desire the whole time. So what do you want? Really use that as a tool. And it will be like you will hit fear because your subconscious mind, what I was talking about, these paradigms that all got set up before you were 7, your subconscious mind works by pattern. So if it doesn't recognize the pattern, it's like, hey, wait a second, Michelle's spending more money now. Hey, wait a second, Michelle's talking to this person that she wasn't supposed to talk to. All those rules, your subconscious mind is incredibly ingenious. It will set up circumstances so you stop. Its job is to keep you alive and it thinks it's doing a good job, but remember, it's just everything you learned up until 7. So fear, if you're hitting fear, that's a good sign. You're actually growing. You're actually growing. And the way that fear goes away is you get a new result. So I have clients who are like, well, I don't feel confident enough. And I just have to remind them, okay, if you want something, the only reason you can have a desire is because the means for its existence are already here. You can't imagine it if it's not possible. It may show up in a different way than how you're imagining it, but that's the only way. You came to the level of awareness to see, oh, this is possible. So you have that desire. And then, as I was saying, you know, some of my clients were just, I'm not good enough. I don't have the money. Who's to say I'm an expert in this? That's your subconscious paradigm telling you to stop. Don't do it. Don't say you're good at this. Don't say you're worthy of love. Don't say you're worthy of your creative expression. So all you have to do is start to act with aligned action. The fear will be there and you start to get a new result. And it's just by getting the new result that you start to replace that old paradigm. Okay, I can be safe if I have a really successful business. I can be safe if I speak my truth. But you can't just sit there and think about it the whole time. Another thing, Guadalupe, I'm just gonna answer your question. You do know what you want. Just let yourself be like, okay, I want a glass of water. I want to listen to Michelle now. See that you're choosing it all the time. Start small. It doesn't have to be huge. I looked at that and now I forgot what I was going to say. It'll come back. Getting a new result. Confidence comes from getting a new result. So you can't be confident first. You have to be a little messy usually and make a lot of mistakes. So, you know, think about a child learning how to walk. They walk and, you know, it's like a thing that so many people get excited about. Oh my God, the kid's walking, you know, and it's not like, oh God, that kid, this is gonna take that kid forever, you know, or just like that kid's never gonna walk. We don't do that. We don't do that to that expression, but you know, we do it to ourselves all the time. And again, it's to stay in a pattern that you recognize. So yes, you will be, someone commented on something, you will be stepping into the unknown. But this is where it's good to look at things like universal law. For every problem, there's a solution. For every up, there's a down. Law of polarity is one of the states that nothing is created as, everything is created as a whole. There's no half of the flower. There's no half of you. You are whole, but part of your work is to defragment yourself and see all the parts of yourself. And that's what the Moving with Innate Wisdom practice is. If you haven't seen that on the keynote stage yet, and that's what I do with my Meditate, Move, Heal group. It's coming into that wholeness and the acceptance of that and the alignment and the invigoration of that. Hopefully we'll do a little bit of it, that practice here today. The alignment of that, that all helps you step into the wholeness of you. So people who succeed are willing to act while they're still afraid. And, you know, your subconscious mind will do other things. Oh, I'm too tired. You know, and that's, you have to notice, just get really honest with yourself. And maybe you've experienced this. I know if I was around people, or I'll just make it personal. I was dating someone in my early 30s or something. I just get tired around this person. And it was amazing because he knew. He was like, you're not tired. You're just not, you're just like angry or something. Or I don't know. I don't remember what he said. But I was like, you know, like, yes, I am tired. And then I would like go be with a friend that I really want to be with. And like, there was all my energy. But I wasn't able to express my truth in that relationship. So it's like I didn't know how to. So I made myself tired. Your resistance will show up. If you're not getting the results you want, ask yourself, what am I resisting? In that case, I may have been resisting like having a really, really authentic connection with someone. Because I thought I'd get in trouble. It wasn't part of my paradigm. So your desire, it's so important to keep that clean, because as you grow your business, your relationship, whatever it is, to have a vision for what that is. Make sure your partner's on board, that you're working towards the same thing. Make sure your employees, your clients know what you're trying to create here. And you have to keep it clear. I write it on, I'm traveling a lot still, sort of, looking for my next home. I write it on a piece of paper. I stick it on the wall so I see it every day. I actually get a nice piece of paper, a nice piece of like cardstock, and I write it in like nice letters. Sometimes I stick it on my laptop. I put like little, I bought some really pretty tape and I decorate. It's like, so I see it. Because remember, as you grow, those paradigms will try to kick in. Someone just texted me about this. I'm sorry, this is my brother's computer. It's beeping and I don't know why. those paradigms will start to kick in to keep you where you are. So keep that vision clear. And I think another important thing, so confidence is getting the new result, acting while you're still afraid. Make sure you're learning from good people, you're understanding truth, looking at universal law. Consistency is that you just have to keep showing up. You have to keep showing up to align with that vision. It may take longer than you think. It may take less time than you think. But what happens is people don't fail. They don't consciously fail. They just start to agree with the reasons that tell them to stop. They start to agree with the reasons, the old paradigms that tell them to stop. So then they say, oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I don't have the time or the money for this. Oh, I don't really want that. You can make a mess out of your mind. And then you sit and teeter-totter, wishy-washy, endlessly, and nothing moves forward in your life because you haven't made a decision. You haven't cut something away to let something new happen. And I think another thing that's really important to remember is a lot of times we feel like we're trying to find safety. There is no safety. The only thing that we know safely is that we're going to die. But your house could burn down. You could lose all the money in the bank. You could lose the people around you. Your safety shows up in your ability, your awareness to be present in your truth, to make decisions in support of that, and to show up consistently with the belief and the faith and what you're here to do also. It does take work. Remember, you're gonna hit paradigms. So you're gonna get uncomfortable. I can't tell you how many times I've been snotting and crying in front of a large group of people. Or like wailing even once, just like I was in this process of removing enormous belief systems. But I could tell also that this was collective. It wasn't just mine. I could tell I was in taking the courage to step into that process. This may sound woo-woo to you, but I could feel that this was healing generations of pain. Not even just my own family, but culturally for women in that this particular story that I'm referring to. So that's when you step into a space with your courage. It's a gift. It's a service to acknowledge that truth and that pull to heal something and to express something. It moves me to say that. If you haven't met me yet, I do tend to cry. Sometimes when people are introducing themselves, if I'm teaching live, I think it's just so beautiful that I can get moved to tears. And it's just a pleasure. Like if you can see anybody else here, I'm not sure if you can, but just go look at yourself in the mirror afterwards and tell yourself how beautiful you are. That's the kind of encouragement we need that we didn't all get to be able to do the things that we're called to do. And to have that support and the people around you telling you that and learning how to tell yourself that over and over and over. So you can show up for yourself and your vision no matter what. That's freedom. That's safety. Actually, there's no such thing as safety, but that's an awareness. Okay. So consistency is also why I changed my own business model. I didn't want to do single sessions with people anymore. It wasn't in integrity for me to, I knew I wanted to work deeply in my life. And then I couldn't receive someone else's money because it was being given to me if they weren't ready to go there with me too. So I do tend to really hold you to your truth. Again, I'm not into the Band-Aids. Your life and your message is too important. And again, it doesn't have to be like you create a huge business. You become a better mom. You become a better teacher. You become a more honest person with your partner. You connect to the person at the grocery store. Isn't that, you know, everyone's talking about the grocery store because that's like in the US at least, that's where the only place you go right now. You are a beacon for connection wherever you show up. Even if it's like, I don't have time right now, I need to connect to myself, that's an honorable decision. I need to pay attention to what's here, that's an honorable decision. What do you want? What else do I want to tell you guys? You are the creator of your life. And the more you can uncover these paradigms that are showing up for you, that remember your current life is a reflection of the level of awareness that you're operating with. Not a bad thing. You know where you are. Yay, awesome. You know you don't have the relationship you want or the business you want or whatever it is, but that's great. Be where you are and let yourself grow from there. So a lot of people are like, oh God, I don't want this person. No. Yay, you know where you are. You can't get from Google Maps or whatever map you use. You can't get from your current location to somewhere else if you don't have your current location. There's nothing to navigate from. So total acceptance for where you are.
Michelle?
Yes.
We have 15 minutes left until we have to come close, and we have 9 questions. So people are dying to ask you questions. Yeah, is this a good moment to maybe dive into that?
No, because first I want to do 2 minutes of movement. Okay.
Right.
So 2 minutes of movement. And I'm going to just talk you through this movement. I'm going to set the timer and maybe I'll even answer some questions as we do this. So this 2 minutes. This is all we got. So wherever you are, look away from your screen. Oops, I didn't start it. Look away from your screen, see the room you're in. Feel the, whatever you're sitting in, stand up. There's the bell. There is a wisdom. There is an expression that wants to move through you. Know that it is supported and let your body do what it needs to do to align towards that expression. Oh, and it might not look proper or appropriate. You witness it. Oh, the dog's barking. all this excitement. You witness what is here, you show up for it, you get curious. This wisdom, this practice, you'll move for as long as you want to, you'll be as still as long as you want to. Feel your breath. If you go into thinking, cycle your attention, your mind back to how your body wants to move. Express, connect, no judgment. There is a wisdom moving through you. It wants to connect, it wants to organize, it wants to bring you into your wholeness, into an availability to express, to feel. No judgment. I am here. You are here with your courage to be present and not run away. To be present with this urge to move or to be still, to be tense or to have ease in your body. You are present. Feel your breath. Woo! Make sound if you need to. Sound is another form of expression. There's no right way to do this. You show up in the way that it's showing up. That was the timer bell. So you can keep moving if you want to. Go do this on the keynote stage. We do this every month in my Meditate, Move, Heal group. And I guess I'm going to answer some questions. Did I say everything I want to say? One thing, and then I'll go to Deborah's question first. As you move towards what you want, the volume of resistance is going to get louder. Just know that. Circumstance will show up. Someone will get sick. The dog will throw up. All these kinds of things will happen. And you're training yourself to move consistently beyond that towards the thing you want. Because remember, your subconscious wants you to stay exactly the same as you are right now. But that's not how life works. Okie dokie. Deborah, where to begin? What would you recommend doing when you have ADD brain with so many exciting ideas and plans, but you don't know where to begin? Great question. So you have to make a decision. Decision, part of that word means you cut things away. Your ADD brain, sometimes it's like that we distract ourselves. We talked about this before the call started. You have to get really clear about what's really important to you, what really lights you up. I'm just doing this gesture from my heart. It's an expression of you there. Stephanie is going to answer this question live. I don't really know what that means. But you just have to start letting things go. There's a universal law, the law of sacrifice. In order for the next thing to happen, you have to let go of something. You can't be an Olympic athlete and watch Netflix all day long. They can't exist in the same space. This is just an extreme example. I say that you can't be a couch potato and an Olympic athlete at the same time. So you have to start making decisions. And part of, you know, you can look at, Deborah, your fascination with so many things. You might be resisting committing to one thing. And a lot of times people do that because they're actually afraid of their own power, or they're afraid of what that might ask them to do. Other times people with ADD were just not given the opportunity to know what they want. You know, it's like sometimes a kid can be called stupid in school, but they're just not, they're bored sometimes. And this happened with my coach, when he found something he loved, he was voracious. The focus was so clear. So I think there's a real gift in that, but I know the thing. I get ideas all the time. And it's just like, wait a second. One time I lost my to-do list. It was one of the best things ever, because I could see how much I was distracting myself. Or like, you know, my computer breaks. It's like, oh great. All those 50 tabs that I had opened. See ya. This is why knowing what you want and your desire it has to be so clear, and you get rid of everything that's distracting you from that. Patterns of behavior, relationships, your food, movement practices. Like, what are you tolerating in your life that isn't allowing you to step into what you want? Because remember, where you are right now is a reflection of your deeply held belief systems. So I hope that helps, Deborah. Sophia's question, when we sabotage subconsciously or even unconsciously, how to recognize and avoid it? You can recognize it by your results. That's how you know you're sabotaging. And then you start to get really clear, like even the meditation process, that part of what I like to do in my program with everybody is you take time to not go into the immediate reaction that you know, which is your program. So meditation gives you that space to step back and just see that you're making a choice. Even if it's just like a second before you go into that choice, you know, you start to become aware. You start to know yourself. You start to know and see. Even like, it's almost like the mechanics of an impulse. So when I meditate, I usually try to not move. And then I feel, this happened to me in Bali when I was studying with Tara Judell. This thing was crawling on me. Don't move. Don't move in the jungle. Don't move. You know, so I knew at that point it's probably just an ant or something. But you don't bite the trigger, the candy that you've known so far. So look at your results. And if you're not getting the results you want, be with someone, spend time with someone, read books, study with someone who has the results that you want. Because they've actually probably done a lot of study. Sometimes people, they have that awareness. People have asked me, how are you so happy, Michelle? Because I've been sad. I've been miserable at times. I mean, I am like half Filipino, and there is a quick turnaround to joy. Like it's not a heavy culture, but I was willing, and I'm still learning how to be with the things that don't feel comfortable. Every time I grow, it's like, oh good, okay. Here we go. So again, the degree to which you can grow is directly proportional to being able to see your truth, see the doggy there, and not run away from your truth. She's like, I need to go pee. See your truth and you don't run away from your truth. And again, learn, there's something there. There's a gift there that you're not getting that result. It's asking you to study. When I got injured, it was always like, okay, what don't I know yet? This is an opportunity to learn something new. Don't judge yourself. Don't make it mean anything. People can be like, well, maybe that means I'm not meant to have this. If you have a desire and that's your truth, taking steps towards that desire is part of what you're here to do. You are meant to have that. And again, there's a discernment. Are you distracting yourself from your truth? Take the path that supports the thing that is most important to you. And yeah, it can be multiple things too, but a lot of times with my clients, it's like you pick one goal and you have to finish that goal. You have to complete that goal. Otherwise it's like, oh, here's the next bright thing. That's what my coach does with me. It's like, I don't know if I want this. It's like, no, just finish that goal. You'll learn a lot as you complete a single goal and then choose another one. And that, I don't have time to kind of like dig into that ton more, but hopefully that gives you something. So questions are jumping. What makes us procrastinate if we deeply desire something? We know it's good and universal support for sure. However, we still delay. You need to ask yourself what you're resisting. And you need to just start stepping past that. Sometimes, you know, I do inner child work with a person. There is a part of a person that can be very afraid. Their needs have but not been met. They think that that boundaries are actually harmful. If you had harmful boundaries as a child, as soon as you start to set up boundaries with yourself, you might go into like rebel. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's your inner child running the show, and that's something you want to find someone to help you heal that, and to provide space for that part of yourself, so that that part can feel seen, taken care of, and you as the adult can decide this is what I want to do. But again, I think the question of like, what are you resisting is really important, because I can't emphasize enough this quote around truth. And even myself, the times when I'm avoiding something, but I know it's the next best thing. And again, you will fail. You will make mistakes. You will have to start over. So you can kick your perfectionist self out. I mean, gently, thank you. that perfectionism is often a result of like having parents who were like not allowing you to fully do the things on your own and make mistakes and whatever. Parents, caretakers, you will make mistakes. Celebrate your mistakes. Forgive yourself. And then you have to recommit. Keep that vision clear. That is really the only way you'll succeed. If it's clear, it's step number 5 in my guide. It's resonating with your heart. You know why. Why it's so important. And then you'll be able to show up for it over and over. And if you want to do this, DM me the word success if you want that guide. If you want to do this with my support, if you're really called to do that, there is a way to make that happen too. And I love doing this. I love watching people come into their potential. It's like over and over and over. You are this. You are nature. you are an expression of something. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to say, yay, 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 hip, hip, hooray. Oh, wait, Ava, let me stick this with here. You can take another picture. This is you. Yeah. Okay. So I think, Stephanie, where are you? Maybe she's answering questions live somewhere.
No, I'm holding back. And when you said jumping questions, whenever something answers, I put it to done. So we, you know, it moves up. I think we have 4 minutes, but let's give it one more question because there's so many and I don't want to close down yet, if that's right.
Okay. So we talked about procrastinate. Let's see. How do you ramp up your activity towards a meaningful goal? I feel like I've addressed that. Sometimes you got to take a big step because if you're trying to make a decision based on your current awareness, you will only get results in this current awareness. If you're trying to predict what it looks like, that means you're still operating from the current paradigm. This is where this leap of faith needs to happen. I'm looking at the question still.
No, I'm keeping that. Don't worry. I'm going to keep it there. So just we know that that's the
one. Yeah, like I would want to know, like, what is fear at an acceptable level? There's something around that wants some attention to. Puts you at constant risk of abandoning the project, this fear. So you have to decide again, how important is this project for you? Whenever I talk with someone about doing one-on-one work, I want to know they're committed because otherwise we're both wasting our time and money. You know, so that, and that's how you continue to ramp up. And again, like it'll get murky, it's inevitable. But once that gets clear and set and you learn to keep feeding that desire, that will help you step out of your comfort zone. That will help you move and undo the paradigms that have been holding you in place. That little movement practice that we did to know, okay, hey, actually this can be more fun and creative. And I mean, I like to play and playful. You know, sometimes we think it has to be hard and serious and heavy. Only if you decide that.
Right. We have to come to a close. It's 2 minutes to the full hour. So, and there's still 8 questions. We can't answer them all. So Michelle, thank you so much. This was lovely. And so many people joined us here in the room. So thank you for that. Thank you for joining us with your lovely faces and we could really work together. This was amazing. I think you all really got a lot out of that. I know I did. We had nearly 160 people at some point here. And we have put Michelle's link into the chat so you know where to find her. And everybody here, if you want to continue this discussion, you know there's the breakout room, there's the coffee room, so you can just take yourself into that room and continue this and don't have to abruptly end now. There's also the Facebook group where you continue that, where you have this great community to go to. And I think there was so much wisdom in today's session with Michelle, so please upgrade and keep it so you can go through this again. You know, there were so many pearls. So keep that for life, share with other people what you're learning here. And Michelle, thank you again so much. One last question. What is your number one tip to live more in embodiment every day?
Well, I shared a different one on the keynote stage. So I want to share something different here. I think more apropos to what we've been talking about, that the purpose of embodiment isn't to make you feel comfortable. It's to help you grow and expand.
There you go. Step into that.
I also want to say, if people have questions, if you want to post them, you know, like send them to me via Instagram or post them on my public Facebook page. I hit my friend limit, so I can't accept more friends, but I'd be happy to keep conversation going that way too.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everybody who was here and joining us, and enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you. Much love to all of you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.